A lousy manufacturing report sent U.S. stock prices lower yesterday and reinforced worries about the economy. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
Earlier this year, manufacturing was actually an unexpected bright spot for the economy. It created more than 150,000 jobs over the past year. But in the past few months, growth has slowed. And a major report this week showed that manufacturing right now is just barely growing at all.
There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and I think, you know, quite frankly, the debt ceiling conversation didn't help.
That's Chad Moutre, the chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers. In recent months, he and many other experts have blamed disruptions from the tsunami in Japan for a big part of the slowdown. But Nigel Galt with IHS Global Insight says now,
we're really beyond the point where we can attribute weakness to the tsunami. So it's very worrying that the signs are that manufacturing is still getting worse.
Both Moutre and Galt say that all this debt ceiling anxiety has definitely been one of the things hurting consumer confidence. And when consumers get nervous, they tend to buy less stuff. Fewer lawnmowers or dishwashers or houses.
Consumer spending was growing at around 4% annual rate in the fourth quarter of last year. Second quarter this year, it was almost at a standstill.
So Galt says that's a big reason that manufacturing growth is just about ground to a halt. Chris Arnold, NPR News.